Hello, my name is Carlos from Opinion Research, and we conduct a statewide public opinion poll.
Okay.
Are you at least 18 years of age and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes, I am. But who are you doing this poll for?
Excuse me?
Who is the poll being done for?
This is for NORS, National Opinion Research Survey.
Okay.
Okay, you know what that is now?
Yes.
Okay. So are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Okay, ma'am. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. No. You're going to have to repeat that. What did you just say?
Okay. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, is it not?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or may temporarily interoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a camera lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. All right, now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include in lock safe, support, or post?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yes, ma'am. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe, support, or post?
Opposed.
Okay, ma'am. A locked container or a case? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. A locked box or other devices that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, we're almost there, so your opinion really matters to us, okay?
Okay.
Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
We will say it one more time.
Yes, ma'am. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Via a combination lock. Support or oppose?
I just don't want to stick wall of any of that, so I oppose.
Okay, ma'am. A biometric identifier such as the fingerprint. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, ma'am, we're almost there, halfway through, okay?
Okay.
If a firearm is a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should not or should?
Say it one more time.
Yes, ma'am. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I oppose that.
So it should not or it should?
It should not have to be unloaded.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, so if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, and no, it's not secure.
I guess I don't know for sure. Okay? Not sure.
Okay. Thank you. So, if a firearm is not in the physical position of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, we support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be securely stored. Support or oppose. Support or oppose now?
Oppose.
Thank you. Okay, so now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
I would want them to have a warrant.
So support or oppose now?
I oppose them being able to come in without a warrant.
Thank you, ma'am.
That was,
okay. Almost there. All right. So will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you, ma'am. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to firmly access every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunted under supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to public? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Thank you, ma'am. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a nice day.
Yeah.
Hey, that one.
You're on the main channel.
Yeah. So what I do?
Alright, copy that right there. A complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to Skype. Put it there. Okay. Sit, my boy. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. I got me one yesterday quick though.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So what I put.